With Be'ez Hashem today going to be starting part two of the Issa against Masira, where we're going to be starting to discuss whether the Issa Masira applies to modern society. I'd also like to reiterate at this point that none of this research is my own. I haven't learned this Sugya Be'ion at all, and I am simply sharing with the Olam the Marmakomas that are written in the Sefer Making It Work. And this particular area of Masira has a lot of interesting stories, some of them a little bit sensitive. And again, just sharing the Marmakomas and stories that are brought in this wonderful Sefer. We'll have about another 10 short installments on the issue of Masira. So practically speaking, how do Poskim understand Masira nowadays? Meaning, will the Issa still apply in countries where the governments have been democratically elected and crimes, generally speaking, are fairly judged? So the first Mahalach we're going to discuss today is the Mahalach of Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, who lived from 1829 to 1908, Rechiel Michal-Epstein, he begins his discussion of Hilchas Moisa with a interesting comment that I'm going to read word for word based on the English translation that's brought in the Sefer, and then say a few comments that he brings over here. So this is the quote. This is from Aruch HaShulchan in Chayshe Mishpat Simon Shin Pei Ches Sif Zayin, and this is part of his introduction to Hilchos Moisa. It's well known that in ancient times, in far-off lands, no individual had any security for his person or his assets from thieves and aggressors, even if they considered themselves a legitimate government. We are familiar today as well with the thievery and corruption perpetrated by government officials in some of the African countries. Worthy of praise are the European kings, and especially our master, the Russian Tsar, and his ancestors, the previous Tsars and the kings of Britain, who have expanded their rule to distant lands so that the assets and person of every individual are secure and the wealthy need not hide for fear of being robbed and killed. All the laws of Moisa, informing, and Malshin, tale-bearing, in the Gemara, and the works of the halachic authorities revolve around this point, as we would explain with Hashem's help. One who informs and bears tales against his fellow man to thieves of this nature, i.e. like those African countries where there's corruption, so one who informs and bears tales against his fellow man to thieves of this nature is a roidif who threatens another's life and assets. As such, it is permitted to take preventive measures against this type of informer. So that's Aruch HaShulchan. Now, it's worth noting that Russia at that time was not such a peaceful regime. It was quite an oppressive regime. But it's very likely that Aruch HaShulchan spoke of the Russian regime as being relatively friendly because of the worry of how they may treat Aruch HaShulchan if he speaks out very clearly that they're an oppressive regime. The Aruch HaShulchan has a similar sentiment elsewhere as well. He says his commentary, he starts off his commentary in Chayshim Mishpat with an introduction which starts off Kvod HaMelech, talking about the king's honour. He also talks about the loyalty of the Yidden, of Russia's Yidden to the Tsar, especially the fact that they have a special tefillah, which is on Shabbos and Yom Tov, for the welfare of the Tsar. Okay. Either way, even though it's possible that the Aruch HaShulchan's description may have not been accurate for Russia of those times, but the halachic standard which he sets out still stands. He did say that in principle, the Issa of Masira won't apply when you're cooperating with an enlightened government. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. And Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see tomorrow, next time, how the Tzitz Eliezer, that's Rav Eliezer Yehuda of Oldenburg, quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. And based on the Aruch HaShulchan's, based on the way the Aruch HaShulchan lays out the issue of Masira, we're going to see a few psakim from the Tzitz Eliezer regarding that. And that's going to be Be'ez Hashem, the first approach we're going to see.